From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary for the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor.
I make it a practice never to turn down free food and drink. So when Jeff Chin invited me to a program this week at the new Barred Owl restaurant, I accepted instantly. It turned out that along with the exotic nourishment, the 100 or so of us in attendance got a useful reminder that urban agriculture is not the oxymoron it might appear to be. Instead, what that term means for Columbia is, at the moment, a 1.3-acre mid-city cooperative garden, and just over the horizon, an ambitious agriculture park on the old fairgrounds next to the Ark and the Columbia Farmers Market. Monday night's gathering was the quiet launch of what will be a three-stage, $5 million fund drive, with the goal of creating a 5-acre garden and outdoor classroom, a permanent shelter for the market, and a couple of other structures that will house a demonstration kitchen, meeting space, and equipment storage. The plan, we were told, is to go public in a ceremony at the site on May 6th, with groundbreaking later this year. Already, more than half the first phase goal of $1.5 million is in hand, including a $400,000 contribution from the City Parks and Recreation Department, which will oversee what will be formally called Clary Shy Park. In the spirit of full disclosure, I paused here to note that I have what I prefer to regard as a confluence rather than a conflict of interests. Most of the produce from the agriculture park will go, as produce from the existing garden on Smith Street already does, to the pantry operated by the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. I'm on the board of the food bank. The MC Monday was Adam Saunders, founder and currently the development director of the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, the low-budget, high-energy nonprofit that runs the existing garden and will manage the new farm. He told us that the center has been 7 years at its current site and last year alone donated more than 7,000 pounds of produce to the food pantry. What he didn't need to say is that fresh vegetables and fruit are the scarcest and most valuable deposit the food bank receives. Corina Smith, executive director of the farmers market, said it has been operating since 1980 and currently has up to 80 vendors in season and 50 during the winter, with customer numbers ranging from about 1,000 to more than 2,500 a week. The market, also a partner in the park-to-be, will benefit from the planned four-season steel building and expanded parking. Robbie Price, a CCUA board member and the architect who has drawn the plan of the new park, said he sees Clary Shy as a kind of counterpoint to Stevens Lake Park on the east side of town. The goals of this campaign are ambitious. They include educating children about food, improving the diets of everyone, revitalizing the West Central neighborhood, and boosting local farms. One of those farmers spoke excitedly about the prospects. Dustin Stanton said he first got a gift of a half dozen chickens when he was in first grade. A few years later, for his FFA project at Centralia High School, he bought 500 hens. Today, at 24, he and his brother sell the eggs from 7,200 hens at the farmer's market and to 50 other businesses and institutions. "It's a way of life I love," he said. This campaign seems to me a good way to support his life and ours. If you want to learn more, the official website is buildthistown.org. I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his weekly opinion column for the Columbia Missourian. I'm Sarah Shariari, and you can tune in to Intersection tonight at 6:30 to hear our conversation about zoning and development with Columbia Mayor Brian Treese. This is KBIA.